FM. Live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by CB Financial. Craig Barnwell feels the income is the outcome that matters. Call Craig at 620-208-6777 for a free consultation. CB Financial.
Income is the outcome that matters most in retirement. I'm Craig Barnwell with CB Financial, and I've been in retirement and wealth planning for over 25 years. If I doubled your portfolio, that might not change your lifestyle. You'd still be you. However, if I doubled your income, that could make a significant impact on your retirement. So whether you're retired or you want to see how soon that can happen, give us a call to set up a free, no-obligation visit. You can reach us at 620-208-6777. That's 620-208-6777. Retire happy. Retire with CB Financial.
KBOE Live and Local. Good morning. It is 822, sunshine and 72 degrees. Ron Thomas, Chuck Samples in the morning, and we're very pleased to be joined on our Newsmaker 2 segment by Emporian Dwayne Haskett. Dwayne is going to be taking part in the Bike MS event coming up September 25th and 26th, and he's in fundraising mode. And Dwayne, good morning. Thanks for joining us here this morning.
Hey, Dwayne.
Yeah, morning, guys.
How you doing today?
I'm doing great.
Well, first, congratulations on your fundraising effort so far. Where are you at?
Well, as of right now, 3,580.
That's not bad. What are you shooting for here before you basically take the bike out for Bike MS?
Well, it seems to keep changing. Last year was a downer, you know, of COVID, you know, and I was basically hoping to match last year, which was, I was hoping like 2,000, but, and then I got, okay, maybe I get 3,000, and now where I'm at now, I guess 4,000 right now.
Well, that's great. Yeah, you're setting the bar even higher, it seems like, every couple of weeks. I've been kind of following your numbers that you update on Facebook. So you've done an awesome job, Dwayne, and the fundraising effort this year for the big event coming up September 25th and 26th. Well, where will Kansas Bike MS take you this year?
Well, it looks like at Garmin and Overland Park, and there's different routes, but it'll cover through Johnson and Douglas counties. Goes south around Hillsdale Lake, and then goes north through Gardner and Edgerton, and ends up going close to DeSoto and going west towards Eudora and Lawrence, and ends up like at the fairgrounds.
So this is a 2-day event, Dwayne?
Yes, there's options. There's 2 and 1 day, but for those. Some people bike more than others, but yes, it goes on for 2 days.
2 days. So how many years have you been taking part in Bike MS?
I started in 1994, so 27 years.
This is not your first rodeo, is it?
Wow.
No. Although as I get older, sometimes it feels like it.
Oh, I don't know. But how did you get involved with Bike MS? How did this all start, Dwayne?
Well, it was sort of a spur-in-the-moment thing, and I do bike out in the country. This was like in summer of 1993, I guess a fall, and it was like a weekend day. It was kind of warm, so 28 years ago, and I saw a bunch of bikers like, hey, you know, I wonder what it was, because I knew it wasn't Bike Across Kansas, but they kind of explained it, you know, and then talked about it, and I thought, maybe I could do that. So I did next year, 1994, I gave it a whirl. And at that time, this was more centered in Kansas, around Topeka. And then I did it, and I ended up finishing and raising the money part. And at the time, it was like a minimum. The first year, I raised like $780. So, I'll do it one more year, and then here I am, still at it.
Still at it, absolutely. So what are some of the different things you're doing this year to raise funds here for your effort?
Well, more of what I continue. You know, originally, you know, I did more the door-to-door where I remember go days like spreadsheets and like actual paper and then more human contact. I still do that, but I've done online for about 11 years, so I guess more online, you know. There's still human to contact, you know, but with COVID, you know, protocols, definitely a lot more online, you know.
Well, let's try to kick it up a notch here. So if people would like to donate to Bike MS and Dwayne Haskett's ride, how can they do that, Dwayne?
Okay, there's like Bike MS, you know, the Kansas City ride, and they look there's an app I look for a participant, which would be me, and then people can usually do like PayPal or credit cards and how much they want to do that.
Well, I hopped online and found you, so it's easy to do if I can do it. So
yeah, me too. You know, I.
So I know that you ride a lot. How many miles do you put on in a week, do you think?
Well, I go to work by bike, but I'd say I'll probably average about if I don't go anywhere else, but just to work and errands and stuff, I'd say 30 miles. That doesn't include like fun rides, rain, train, no, but I'd say 30 miles just on my routines.
Yeah, so this Bike MS route's no problem for you then, huh?
Well, to an extent, but I would say, though, this part of Kansas, you know, this part of Kansas is definitely not flat. I'd say get on a bicycle. You see how flat this part of the state is.
Ron, you know that full
I know.
Well.
My ride to Opie every year, yeah, nothing flat about that.
Yep.
Especially around Douglas County, you know. And
well, the Bike MS event coming up September 25th and 26th, and Dwayne Haskett's with us here this morning. He's in the fundraising portion of the process, and we can't wait to see how you do. So are you doing one day or 2 days? How's it going to work for you, Dwayne?
Well, things keep changing. Well, the plan is for 2 days, and there's a long and short route. I think one day, probably a short one, each day, the long route is about like 74 miles, and the short routes are like about 40 miles. So right now, I'll probably do the short route one day and the long route one, which day it is. Weather will have something to do with it, you know, but that's the plan anyway.
Okay.
Well, Dwayne, yeah, thanks for all you do, raising money for a great cause, multiple sclerosis. It's the Bike MS fundraising events in Kansas City, the 25th and 26th, and jaunting a number of different routes, Olathe, I guess, to Lawrence is how that's going to work. And Dwayne, again, will be participating, raising money for MS. Well, Dwayne, hey, thanks for your time this morning. Great job, and keep us updated.
Yes, thanks for having me, and I will about 4 more weeks.
All right. Thanks, Dwayne.
Thanks, Dwayne.
All right, thanks a lot.
All right, Dwayne Haskett, Emporian, who, yes, for decades, Chuck, has been biking MS. Yeah, that's quite a route, and he does a wonderful job with that.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, the activities are coming up September 25th and 26th, and find Dwayne on Facebook, and he will get you he'll get you taken care of before the big two-day event. Want to let you know, don't forget that we've got the Vax to Normal update, the weekly update coming up here in about 5 to 10 minutes, and then we'll close out the morning show with Recreation Commission Wellness Supervisor Aaron Hammond. Corporate Challenge Pickleball will be our update focus here in about half an hour.
Yeah, get on the Bike MS website and get the Kansas portion clicked on. And then you can take a look at the list of fundraising riders and where they're at. And I think they have it listed right now with the riders and how much they have raised. So if you get to Dwayne, he is, I think, over $3,500 right around there. So you can find Dwayne on that list and make your donation and help him out.
Something tells me that $4,000 goal that he has reset a few times probably will go past that here by the time we get to late September.
I think that's going to happen as well. Our newsmaker brought to you this morning by CB Financial. Retire happy. Retire with CB Financial. See Craig Barnwell at 517 East 6th. Craig Barnwell feels the income is the outcome that matters. Call Craig at 208-6777 for a free consultation. 831, sunny, 72 degrees. Let's check the latest world and national headlines now from ABC.
It was America's longest war, and now U.S. troops are out of Afghanistan. The final